You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Race Relations Commissioner, Meng Feng, is encouraging the Prime Minister to mark the New Zealand land wars with a public holiday. Armed conflict between Māori and the Crown began in 1845 in Te Taitokerau and continued until the 1870s with Te Kuti, before moving to a time of alienation through the native land court that was established in 1865. Te Putake o Te Riri is currently set aside on the 28th of October each year to mark the wars, established under the then Minister of Māori Affairs, Te Urua Flevel. As partners with the Ministry of Cultural and Heritage, iwi share the task of hosting these annual land war events and wananga. This year, Waikato iwi are hosting Te Putake o Te Riri. Currently, of the existing 10 public holidays, only Waitangi Day is the public holiday, which includes a focus on the relationship with Māori. Sherry Jang from Monday Wire talks to Meng Feng on why the New Zealand land wars should be memorialised in public holidays. Meng responds to the criticisms of adding another public holiday in general, and they also discuss the role of Tauiwi in engaging and supporting Māori communities.
I'm not the first one to be actually lobbying for this. I'm only adding my voice to it. It all started back in a few years ago with the students of Ōtorohanga School in the Waikato area, and the students gathered out a petition. They presented it to Parliament. There was about 12,000 signatures from a community that actually had 15,000 people. And so, and since then, the New Zealand Māori Party, has got it on the 28th of October. But what I wanted to make sure is to actually have it in legislation. So we do actually have a Memorial Day for the New Zealand Wars. And why is the New Zealand Wars important? Is because it was a significant event where the colonial forces of England killed Māori and took their land, murdered Māori and took their land, incarcerated Māori without trial, sent them off to the South Island, sent them off to Chatham Islands, and so that history needs to be acknowledged for all the people that died during that, and the consequences of the wars and the effects that it had on Māori. And I think, you know, learning our history and acknowledging our history, warts and all, is very important so that we don't repeat that history going forward. It will be one of the very few, Waitangi Day is the only New Zealand commemoration day of the Treaty of Waitangi. And it's very important that we have our own acknowledgement of public holidays. All of the public holidays that actually come from, that are in New Zealand, they actually are all from all over the world. Nothing to do with New Zealand in terms of where they came from. You have even Anzac Day, that originated from the Great War, 1914 to 1918, and subsequently the Second World War. You got Christmas, Boxing Day, Easter, Good Friday, Queen's Birthday, Labor Day. All those holidays, they are not of New Zealand culture. So I think it's very important that we acknowledge the New Zealand wars going forward, and that our children will study them, just as they do study Anzac Day. And when they come and do their presentations on Anzac Day, and they learn the stories of their communities, their great-grandfathers that went over war, they actually come out en masse in the dawn ceremonies that are held on the 25th of April at 6 a.m. right across New Zealand. I'm just heartened to actually see our young children, young people actually participate. As the mayor, in my time for 18 years, I went to every Anzac service, and as years went on, more and more of our young people got to understand the fight for king and country, the freedom that they brought back to our communities as we know it now, living in a peaceful world, or peaceful New Zealand anyway. I wouldn't say a peaceful world, because there are other skirmishes around in other parts of the world. So that's one of the primary reasons. And if we know our culture, if we know our history, we can move on and build a better future going forward for not only us, but more particularly our young people.
I wanted to ask particularly around the current knowledge and understanding of New Zealand wars and Māori communities, because last year we saw that it was only just last year that learning about New Zealand history was made compulsory in schools. So do you think having a public holiday such as this would encourage that?
Oh, absolutely. Having a public holiday, a commemoration day, acknowledging the New Zealand wars will definitely bring more knowledge into communities. You know, it wasn't that long ago, politicians used to say, "Oh, what did Chinese people do for our country?" Well, when I was the president of the New Zealand Chinese Association, we did some research and we found that New Zealand Chinese people that came here in the 1900s, when the First World War broke out, they wanted to go to war. They wanted to go and fight for king and country in 1914, and they weren't allowed. But through lobby, through the Baptist Church, the government relented and said, yes, you can go. So 56 Chinese people went to Somme, Passchendaele, and Gallipoli. And we know about Gallipoli because it's one of the more well-known theatres of war, which is based on the Anzac theme. But I'm just saying, you know, like, when we know our history, we can actually have a decent debate with those people that don't know. Our politicians, they all know now because we sent them the book of our research, and now they don't say, what do Chinese people do for New Zealand? And so I'm hopeful that we will learn more about our history. I'm very pleased that the Prime Minister is going to make sure that our children learn New Zealand history in our schools, and more than just New Zealand history, but also the history of where each and every one of us live. And not only the history of Māori or European, but also of the immigrant communities that have come from many parts of the world. And we need to get them to tell their stories and to enlighten us of our wonderful diversity and our culture that we have right here in Aotearoa.
I wanted to ask about today was the role of Tauiwi moving forward, and as someone, I'm a child of migrants as well, and so I talk to my parents and I see that they want to learn more about Māori history, and I teach them a little bit of the te reo I picked up from schools. And so moving forward, how do we increase engagement within our migrant communities as well?
It's about making an effort. Right, so nothing just comes and lands on our table and how it is. We must make an effort to participate. And so in terms of what happens in New Zealand is that I don't see many Chinese people going to Anzac services. I see a lot of Chinese people going to Chinese New Year and moon festivals and spring festivals and Lantern festivals. We need to actually open our and have knowledge of the opportunities where we can actually go and participate. I go to the Māori Wars or the New Zealand War where they have commemorations at this year. Was it this year? Yeah, this year was at Waitara in New Plymouth. We need to see more of our faces there, and the only way that we do that, and it's always open invitation, it's just making an effort. It's very important that, you know, things you can Google nowadays. It's right in front of us. We don't have to read history books to get to know. We can actually watch YouTube. We can actually watch other Vimeo and other documentaries. You've got the beautiful series on Marae on TV1 in terms of where Māoridom has come from. We used to have Asia Down Under, and we used to have Neighbourhood. And those sort of programs that should be brought back by General TV, so that we can all enjoy and understand our communities more as days go on. So one is about effort. Second is about making an effort to go. The other part is actually invite your non-Chinese friends, yeah, to come to your functions. Because, you know, if you want diversity, you got to share the love. Maybe if you want to do Chinese New Year, invite your neighbours if they're not Chinese.
Yeah. I've also heard that people have proposed and some other celebrations.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those days when the Christians came here, we had quite a secular country. A lot of Christians in here. Now we have a diversity of beliefs, and in actual fact, there's more, I think, Hinduism and Buddhism is actually surpassing Christianity. So, you know, the other holidays that are put up, we could have a debate about it. I mean, Prime Minister's looking at 4-day weeks, and I'm thinking, oh, that's an interesting concept, because I think they do that in France about 10, 15 years ago, that they promoted the 4-day week. And so if you're going to get paid for 5 days but work 4 days, having another day is not a problem, I think. Important that we talk about these sort of things and that we actually celebrate our own culture right here in New Zealand.
New Zealand Wars is a very solemn part of the history. And so just some of the discourse that I've read is that some people are saying should be a positive event, such as Matariki should be a public holiday. But in your opinion, do you think that a memorial is just as important or more important perhaps?
Well, all holidays should actually have some sort of significant meaning back to the country. And Matariki is definitely another day where it can be debated for a holiday or not, and I support it for a holiday. Mm. I mean, there's Queen's Birthday. Is there going to be King Charlie Day? So, you know, there's those opportunities to actually talk about having Matariki. If the business world feel that we're having too many holidays because they all talking, they think about the money. In actual fact, unfortunately, New Zealanders are working 7 days a week. The shops are open 7 days. And I think, you know, like I went to Hamburg one year for a show, and I visited Hamburg and I said, wow, they're not open on Sundays. I thought the whole world was actually open on Sundays, but in Hamburg, I'm not quite sure about the rest of Germany, but in Hamburg, they do not open on Sundays. And I said, you know, we don't actually have to open 7 days. We can actually go back to the values of how we used to know and have a bit of time with our families, because we're all overworked and stressed out. And you know, they're talking about the universal wage for everyone. Doesn't matter which level you're at, you'll get a universal wage where that is where you can have enough money to survive on. They're even talking about insurance for being unemployed now. So we're actually starting looking at different concepts of how we work, how we actually value as a society our busy lives, and trying to unbusy them. I'm going to be unbusier traveling, because I'm not going to travel to some meetings now. I'm just going to have Zoom, you know. Once upon a time, having an interview was to be face-to-face, have opportunities to actually be with our families more. And what COVID has done for us is that we have learned that there's more than just work. There's family, there is cooking, there's walking, there is gardening, there's more time spent on ourselves rather than other people's selves.
Mm. So that's something that, yeah, as a final point I wanted to touch on was, I was just having a quick read of what New Zealand's first stance was, and they were quite critical of having another public holiday. They were bringing up a lot of things such as business owners struggling more, especially small business owners. And so what would your response be to that?
Oh, look, there's always a balance. Another day, you know, 2 days, people can go off sick and they still get paid. People can go on ACC, they still get paid if they get injured. People still get paid on maternity leave. I mean, you know, so we need to actually have a discussion about balance. I think if the Prime Minister actually put it to the vote in Parliament itself without party lines, I think what she is promoting in terms of extra public holidays, I think it'll go through Parliament. It doesn't have to rely on support of New Zealand First at the present time. It's just one of those conscience votes they could actually have, and there could be members of the National Party that could actually vote in favour of having a holiday. But more particularly, I really feel strongly about this very historical day of commemoration for the New Zealand Wars. It is a defining part in our country. Many people lost their lives. Māori were deeply affected. They used to own 100% of the land, and now they only own 3% of the land.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.